Hey guys, JP Flewellen here, Titan Real Estate Team at Real, and today we are going to talk about don't believe the hype. And what I mean by don't believe the hype is don't believe the headlines, don't believe all the garbage that you're getting fed by the news media, the crazy conspiracy theorist neighbor down the street, all this kind of stuff. It's all crap. And here's why, is because at the end of the day, this is why I believe that the recession is not happening. And if it does happen, it's not happening in the way that we all think it is. We're not going to get flooded with all of these foreclosures. We're not going to get flooded with, you know, lots of, investors coming in and swooping up multiple foreclosures. The reality of it is that if you look at history, these types of situations never happen the same way twice. And this is why I believe that everything that is fed is all manufactured at the end of the day. The reality of it is that, you know, when during the, you know, Operation Desert Storm, everybody wanted to invest in, you know, the dinar after, you know, the war happened, and thinking that because the Kuwaiti dollar went through the roof, that, oh, if we invest in Iraq's dollar, then, you know, the Iraq dollar is going to be worth four times the amount of what it was back in, you know, in early 2000s. Well, that never happened. And, you know, when, you know, 2008, everyone's thinking, oh, well, this is another 2008. Well, let's just take a look at the facts. Well, the facts are, is that we're doing very good on underwriting loans. We're, you know, increasing the amount of underwriting that's happening. We're sending money to very well qualified borrowers. And so we're just not putting out bad loans right now. You know, the deal with 2008 was they were just cranking out bad loans, you know, the ninja loans, the no income, no job, no assets loans. And we're just not doing that right now. The other thing is that we're seeing a lot of, you know, rise in prices for homes. We have, you know, new construction. There's lots of, you know, there's lots of increased pricing in new construction. And again, you know, in order to qualify for a lot of these homes, I mean, these have to be well-qualified borrowers or they have to have cash. So we're just not seeing the thing that everyone keeps thinking, like, we're just going to go into a recession. And I just don't see it. There's just no good indicators that are showing that we're actually going to be in a point where, you know, it's going to be a feeding frenzy. The other thing too is interest rates are still staying stable and prices are still going up. So there's another reason why, you know, we're not going to see this idea of a collapse. It's just I don't see it. And, you know, so if you're out there and you're thinking about, like, you know, shifting things in your business, and because, you know, buyers are just not there, well, probably it's not a result of the external factors that are out of our control. What we can control is what we do. And as a real estate agent, what we need to be doing is we need to be calling our clients. We need to be following up. We need to use our CRMs the way that we need to in order to make sure that we're staying on top of our clients. We need to be sending out videos, making sure that they're well informed on what's going on and why they shouldn't be scared in order to make moves in this market right now. What's really cool about this market right now is we can encourage our buyers to negotiate, and being better negotiating realtors is the key right now. Is that if you're able to show your buyers that you're able to negotiate really good deals, then they're going to tell their friends, because I know everybody knows somebody that's buying real estate right now. So that is the core of what we need to be doing right now in this market. So if you're not doing that and you need tips, tricks, or hacks on how to be more productive, then shoot me a text, give me a call, reach out, DM, whatever. Let's have a conversation. And we'll catch you guys on the next video. Peace. You made it to the end of this video. If you'd like to see more of what's going on our channel, you could watch that video, you could watch that video, or you could subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace.